Welcome, one and all, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question, apparently. I have a special guest here today, and speaking of solidarity and all of those other nice things, we have Dan from Press for Truth on the line, I believe. Dan, are you there?
I am. Thank you very much for having me on. How are you, man?
Just freaking awesome now that you're here, mate, because, frankly, it's all because we broadcast live from the future in New Zealand. It is already Occupy October the 15th, and after the show, I'll be heading down to the protest. And so I think it's quite convenient and very apt that we have you on now, because, frankly, I want a bit of advice about how to take a hit from a baton from a fascist police officer.
Yes. I have some experience in that area, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm heading out to the Occupy Toronto early tomorrow morning.
Nice, bro. Hey, and let's, before we get into this, just give us a bit of background about yourself for those who may not be familiar. Name, rank, serial number, that sort of thing.
Sure, yeah. My name's Dan Dix, as you said, from Press for Truth. And we're a Toronto-based organization, independent media, where we try to cover a lot of events that generally the mainstream media either doesn't cover or will often put their own kind of propaganda spin on. So we often try to cover those types of events, and we put the videos out on my YouTube channel and on my website, pressfortruth.ca. And we also make documentary films that just try to expose a whole variety of different issues. So that's pretty much the gist of it.
Yep. And let's talk about as well the G20 protest, because I saw your movie, the Into the Fire, and it was absolutely mind-blowingly nasty how the cops were acting.
Yeah, unbelievable. It still resonates with me. It still sits with me, even though it's been well over a year. It's just unbelievable, some of the things that occurred there. And, the footage speaks for itself. If anybody wants to check it out, the film is called Into the Fire, and it's on my site and on the channel. And, so many things happened there that were just completely inexcusable and uncalled for. But we tried to document the entire weekend as best we could. We put everything pretty much in a chronological order and tried to just cover everything that happened. I had a team of camera guys who were helping me film that weekend, so we made sure that we were in different locations all over the city just to make sure that we could capture as much as we could. And then worked on it for about 9 months or so, and tried to compile it all into a two-hour solid comprehensive film. And Into the Fire was the result.
Yeah, and when you have that sort of traumatic experience, what kind of a faith, did it shatter your faith in your entire country as a whole, or what?
Well, somewhat. I mean, I've known that there's some issues around here. It's just that the G20 has really brought it to the light and brought it to the forefront. And a lot of Canadians who weren't really aware that there's any of these kind of issues around here became aware of that fact because of the G20. So in that sense, I mean, some good things did come out of it, in the sense that many Canadians have woken up to the fact that there are some serious problems here as well that need to be addressed. And, we don't have it quite as cushy as everybody may think.
Yeah, because when people think of Canada, they think of like the United States, but without the police state. But it's not that case, is it?
No, not at all, not at all. But
well,
people
how about
are.
A, Yeah. How about elaborating? Like, let's talk about the actual experience of it, and then we'll go into the Occupy protests and the various ins and outs of that. Because tactically speaking, and this is what I've been thinking about very much over the last couple of days, is that protesters indeed need to organise themselves in a and almost in a military type fashion to use tactics in order to stop themselves from getting arrested. Unlawfully.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to be very careful during the G20 about, you know, getting arrested. Pretty much any time I left my house, I was getting my bags checked and ID checked pretty much everywhere I went. Now, normally, I mean, in Canada, you do not have to present your papers upon request, but in this particular situation, I thought it was in the best interest for me not to get arrested. And so I didn't like doing it, but I had to comply at times and give over my ID, because if I didn't, you know, I would have been sitting in a cell somewhere, and the videos and everything wouldn't have been made and put out the way we did. So I had to I dodged some bullets, no doubt. I came pretty close, but I managed to stay safe and not get arrested. And yeah, I think it's something protesters need to be aware of and learn how to keep an eye out for being in the right places at the right time and not being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, specifically, like, what exactly are the pieces of advice that you should, in fact, use, like, in a very real sense? Like, for example, if you're a cameraman, how far away should you stay from the cops? Should you even try and question them? I mean, do you turn the cameras off when you're around them, or anything like that? In a very practical sense, because we have the Occupy 15 happening globally. And a lot of people listen to the show who will be going to actions all over the world. And I just want to hope that you can share some of your experience and some advice so that hopefully they may avoid getting arrested too.
Well, I think it's absolutely important that if you do have a video camera, absolutely try to keep it recording pretty much at all times and capture as much footage as you possibly can, especially when the police are involved, or even if they're telling you not to film. Sometimes it's often good to travel with partners, groups of two, three, four, and if you all have cameras and are not necessarily lumped together but are somewhat spread out but keeping a close eye on each other, it's kind of a fail-safe. You're protected knowing that some of your friends might have your back and you might have their back should anything go down. So I think being armed with a video camera is absolutely key. And I mean, we're living in amazing times now where just about everybody has a camera in their pocket with their, smart devices and their phones. And you can shoot good quality video on these things now and pretty much capture everything on the ground. So if you do have a camera, which most people do, just try to get as much footage as you can, because you never really know what you're going to capture. So just keep that camera rolling.
Yep, pretty much, eh? And reminds me of that bit of footage that came out on MSNBC online there about the guy with the very professional-looking camera getting grabbed by the white shirt and having his head slammed against the bumper of a parked Volvo.
Guy, I didn't catch that one.
He didn't either. It just seems that the whole tyrannical type police state measures with the fisticuffs and the sprays is like, how many, look, people who make houses have less tools on their belts than effing police officers these days. Isn't that insane? You need less gear to be constructive, and then what do the police use it for? No constructive means whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, it makes me wonder where and when and how these changes have occurred. I mean, you look at police officers 30, 40, 50 years ago, and it was obviously a very, very, very different picture of what we have today, back when you would look up to them, and they were heroes, and they were people to look up to. Whereas now, as you said, their equipment and gear is getting ridiculous, and when they're in black ski masks and things like that, it doesn't look like they're necessarily helping the people.
Well, not to mention, how the AF are you supposed to identify any of these guys if they do nasty stuff while they're wearing all that? I mean, do they have badge numbers or anything? No!
Yeah, well, that was a problem that we ran into here in Toronto during the G20, was a number of officers did not wear their name badges, which they are required to wear. Many of them took it off, and, you know, I think that's... It speaks to the fact that they knew that they may be doing some things that were not exactly right or not exactly legal, so they tried to protect themselves. But a number of those officers have been, well, they say disciplined, but really it was a slap on the wrist. I believe some of them were kind of sent home for the day, sent home from work with paid at home. So it was a tiny little slap on the wrist. But certainly that's something we're going to be keeping an eye out for this weekend.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, I was thinking sort of like, you know, when they kettled those bunch of people and they have that kind of distraction, like you can't come through this side, go to the other side. And then they go to the other side and they say, you can't come through this side, you got to go to the other side. And then back and forth. And then the police just keep closing in. And then they just mass arrest everybody. Well, during that bit of footage that I was watching on Into the Fire, and by the way, effing good documentary, bro. Oh, my God. That was that changed my life.
I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah. And what I was thinking, have you ever seen the movie 300?
I have.
Yeah, you know in the bit where the cavalry's charging at them and they form themselves into a sort of a diamond shape?
Yeah.
And then the cavalry can't actually attack them really effectively? I was thinking, what if the person with the megaphone laid on and then organized everybody into a diamond shape and then charged into that line of police that had the bicycles there kind of thing? They would have been able to get away and not been mass arrested.
Well, I'm not so sure. I mean, it's not really a winnable battle in that sense. At that point, it's almost like it's too late for that at that point. And something like that may just cause them to clamp down even harder on absolutely everybody's rights. So I wouldn't necessarily advise that if you're already kettled. It's kind of too late to be physically fighting back. It's just at that point, it's not really a winnable battle.
Oh yeah, well, it's not about fighting back. It's about getting away, and you look for the weakest edge of the kettle, and then everybody rush them and try and get out. You know, some people will escape. Some people will get arrested. Because the problem I find is that you have the lawful right to defend yourself when you're being unlawfully detained. And that's what protesters never do, though. They never fight back, do they? Because they're all incredibly peaceful. And this allows the police officers to be emboldened to keep attacking them and keep suppressing their rights.
Well, that's the thing. The majority of those guys were peaceful protesters, very peaceful protesters. And it was the police who was trying to make the suggestion that some of those people in there may have been violent, anarchist type, black bloc type people, and that's the excuse basically that they used to clamp down on everybody's rights. But from what I could tell, everybody in there was completely peaceful and completely demonstrating within their rights. But yeah, it's such a tricky situation, you know.
I have just the apprehension because when you allow this kind of thing to go on in any way, shape, or form, I mean, sure, we can expose it in the videos and the documentaries and whatnot, but how much effectiveness does it actually really have if the police who would discipline their, you know, criminal police are criminals themselves? You know?
What?
I mean, when are we going to start pointing fingers and naming names?
Right. Well, I would hope that by making, you know, videos for YouTube that people have been doing and the film, that maybe some police officers maybe would hopefully see that and start to come around and start to expose some of the corruption that they see within the force. We need some of the good guys in there, the guys who are in it for the right reasons, to start to try to make a difference and to influence the other ones. In my experience, a lot of the older police officers are very nice guys, very respectable and nice. And in my experience, it's the younger kind of, 22-year-old, fresh on the force guys who are hungry for power that you got to be careful of. But we need the good ones within the police service to start to influence the others.
You know, there's a good idea right there, because I think it's sort of like beneath the uniform beats the heart of a real person. And if you can, try and communicate with these people and talk to them about what it means to be a police officer and how you can, or policeman, I'm sure the free man people will argue that, but the difficulty becomes, of course, getting through, because, when you're trying to talk to these people, you're trying to ask them questions and they're standing in line and it's like talking to a brick wall. They stare into nothingness. They have this, I don't know what it is. It's almost like they've been injected with nanobots or some crap like that, and they're just there as a robotic representation of tyranny.
Well, a lot of them have been are pretty much in the same boat we are. A lot of them have very much so been manipulated. And, in the case of the G20, there was 22 different jurisdictions of police coming in from all across the country. So they're not listening to their regular boss, and they're really just taking orders from the piece that is telling them what to do that comes in through their earpiece. It's really hard to find who really is accountable for all these things when you have so many jurisdictions there together.
Yeah, it's like the Borg. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest from Press for Truth is Dan Dix, and we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Look at me, driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope.
Back to the show that's all about using smart bombs on the New World Order. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And check out GorillaMedia.co.nz as well. We have some fabulous videos, articles, and radio archives posted there for y'all, which I believe is the parlance of Texans. Now, my very special guest, Dan Dix from pressfortruth.ca. Welcome back from break. When we get into the whole Occupy Wall Street phenomenon, and that's essentially what it is, Webster Tarpley has done a little bit of background digging on this, and it turns out that Adbusters, which is a very, very left-leaning organization, received a big donation from a Soros Foundation group or something like that, and then they started the Occupy Wall Street protests. And some of the people in the truth movement have been saying that it's essentially just a ploy by the New World Order-controlled left-right paradigm to sort of create a bit of chaos and what have you, and basically use as a justification for even more police state measures.
There's no doubt that there is the potential for that to happen. Absolutely. A lot of the times how they get their control on us is through order out of chaos. And a lot of the times, absolutely, they want you to get out in the streets and cause a huge scene, start smashing up the place, and so that they can step in and say, well, look, we need to restrict these freedoms, we need to take away these rights for everybody's safety and for everybody's protection. So, I mean, I think it's a good thing for people to be joining together in solidarity. It is necessary. We do need it. But absolutely, we have to be careful about the directions that this movement will inevitably go. And certainly there's groups out there who will try to co-opt the movement and to steer it into a direction which is not going to benefit any of the people, and in fact will end up in even more restrictions on our freedoms. So no doubt that's something we have to be very careful of, whether this started from you know, a true grassroots movement or a creation of the New World Order or not. Either way, we have to keep an ever vigilant eye on the progress of it and to make sure we don't get sucked into the wrong direction.
Well, in that case, wouldn't it be then prudent to engage in counter-co-opting warfare and indeed try and co-opt the movement into something that's real, like End the Fed or Vote Ron Paul? Or, in fact, did you know that now in Occupy Wall Street, they don't allow Vote Ron Paul signs?
I've heard that. I've heard people are being asked to leave with the signs and T-shirts and that sort of thing. You see, the thing about this movement is there's so many different political ideologies, so many different beliefs, and so many different ideas about what solutions we need and what different problems are. So it's hard in this case to come up with a unified message or solutions to the problems when we all have a different idea of what the problems are. Personally, I am like yourself. I'm along the lines of end the Fed. We need monetary reform. Fractional reserve banking is the main reason why we're all in the problems that we're in. So I think that should be the main focus, is monetary reform and to end this practice of fractional reserve banking, because that's truly the root of the problem, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The whole left paradigm is talking about, oh, it's capitalism that's the problem. When was the last time we actually had any form of true capitalism? We've only had crony monopolism for the last 100 years or so, with a select few major mega corporations that are owned by the same people that own the banks, which issue the currency, and then they pass laws to give those corporations exceptions and to basically common good business practice. So we don't have capitalism. Capitalism is when you're doing something that's good for the community by creating a decent product, and if your product is not as good as the guy next to you, then that guy will get the money and you won't. But what happens now is that I create a product that's incredibly toxic and deadly, and then I use my contacts in the government to force people to use it, and then I reap the profits and bribe more government officials and so on and so forth. It's a never-ending cycle of scumbaggery.
Absolutely. Yeah, people need to see the bigger picture. And as you said, get beyond this false left-right paradigm, and certainly falling into this trap of saying that capitalism is the problem, that's not even close to being correct. I mean, you know, that's it's not the issue at all, really. It's private-run banks with the ability to issue currency at interest and making it up out of thin air. It's not, people making a lot of money. I mean, this 1% of the 99%, really, it's probably more like a very, very small fraction of a 1% is the actual people who are the, you know, the problem. Like the 0.00001. There's the people we should be going after.
I know, but it's a lot harder to chant, "We are the 99.99999%.
Well, that doesn't quite work.
Hey, we should give it a try, actually. What I'll do, bro, is when I go to the Occupy Queen Street today, it starts at 3 p.m. for those of you in New Zealand who are listening live. We'll be the first people to do an Occupy action on the 15th, because it's already the 15th. And, I think I'll actually try that on the megaphone. We are the 99.99999%.
Yeah, that would be a little more accurate.
Hey, and it gets some laughs too. And I've found that's my function at protest now, is to tell the truth and get a few laughs.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there's a need for that. Absolutely. We all have our different ways of bringing the truth to the people, and that, no doubt, that is an effective method to getting people to stop and to listen and to think about what you're saying.
It's also a good method for getting people incredibly angry at you allegedly not taking this issue seriously.
Well, this is true. This is true as well. Yeah.
That's always the chance you take. But I feel that it is entirely now necessary, because if you want serious news, you are spoiled for choice. Mm-hmm. All right. That's basically it. If you want the real bad news, and you want to have a laugh about it as well, because how else are you going to deal with it? You really don't have a whole lot of choice out there, is there?
Yeah, well, you know, I get the feeling that, I mean, there is a massive awakening happening all over the world. And when it comes to mainstream media news, I just get the sense now that so many people are just not buying it anymore, or they're at least questioning it and realizing that some of this stuff may not, you know, they shouldn't take it at face value, and they're looking to other places for information. And that's where this show comes in. That's where Press for Truth comes in. And we just got to continue to do the job that the mainstream media is failing to do. And that's certainly why tomorrow I've got a team of about 6 or 7 so far camera guys who are going to be helping me on this one. Because no doubt the media is going to try to portray the protesters in a negative light, or who knows what they're going to do. But we're going to make sure we're on the ground to counter that propaganda that no doubt is going to be taking place.
Yeah, yeah. And signs of encouragement. I woke up this morning, had a look at my rankings on YouTube, and I'm now number one in New Zealand reporters.
Now, fantastic.
I don't want to toot my own trumpet, but is it seriously possible that I might get to the top of the rankings if conspiracy theorists were actually a minority? You know, something to think about. And maybe it's coming to the point where eventually conspiracy theorists will be the 99%. And I define a conspiracy theorist as somebody who's not naive enough to think that everything on Earth happens by sheer coincidence.
Yeah, well, you know, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, for us to be talking about this stuff, you know, I remember some of the looks I would see on people's faces. I just don't get that anymore. It's becoming more acceptable in the mainstream, if you will, to discuss these kinds of issues. This thing is really, really getting huge. I still think it's somewhat in its infancy, and we're just seeing the beginning of this movement that's just about to explode. It's really getting big. And I think that's what's the main thing about this occupation movement. It's the culmination of the last 5 years of a massive awakening that has been taking place, and people are ready now to get out in the streets, to get active, and to get out and try to make a difference. Because once you start learning about the New World Order, once you start doing research, you can only do that for so long until you get to a point where you say, okay, well, what do I do? You know, how do I start to affect this thing and make a change? And that's what we're starting to see right now all over the world. So, you know, it's exciting times to be involved in the fight against the New World Order, no doubt.
Yeah, and you notice you always get far more support than you do detractors. Like, have a look at your YouTube comments or Facebook or any form of social networking. If you're a conspiracy theorist who's actually going out there making films, making documentaries, doing a radio show or anything like that, the abuse that comes in is absolutely minuscule and down to the minutiae by comparison to the huge amount of comments of people who are like, oh my God, this is freaking awesome. Thank you so much for doing this. We love you. You're doing a great job, etc., etc., etc. It gets to the point where you can't, it's almost like you can do no wrong if you're just telling the truth.
Right. You know, I've always looked at it as, for every one hater that I get, there's probably about 100 people who like what I'm saying. So when you find yourself getting thousands of haters, you know what? That's a good sign, because that means you're definitely making a difference and making some waves.
Yeah, because then there's obviously a million lovers out there. You know, haters and lovers, that's... In fact, hey, that's pretty... I've just thought that up right now. Haters and lovers, that's what it really is. Do you love your country? Yes, you do. Do I love my country? Yes, I do. Do we love our people? Yes, we do. Do we love freedom? Yes, we do. We're not the people who hate on all of those people who do these things we do, are we?
Absolutely not.
Because what's the point? And I was talking with a guy last night, and he told me that people who campaign on a on a platform of hate and aggression and anger and attack never get elected. Never. It's always the people who are trying to make something better for the country, make something better for the people, that wind up getting the people's attention and wind up getting their support. You don't go out there with the specific intention of demonizing and being aggressive and attacking and everything, because everybody just kind of switches off because they want the love. They don't want the hate.
Well, just look at Ron Paul. I mean, there's an excellent example and a true success story. Seeing him get more and more popular is certainly exciting, and it goes to show that people are starting to wake up to the real issues. And, it's providing a nice glimpse of hope to have somebody such as him down in the States getting elected. So, absolutely.
Yeah, well, but what I find is, like, I'm in New Zealand, right, so I got this outsider perspective on the U.S. elections, because our election coverage, nothing about Ron Paul. Nothing whatsoever. Best you can see is tiny little bit of Mitt Romney, tiny little bit of Herman Cain and Barack Obama, and nobody else gets a mention. You know, they do a camera pan sweep of the podium, and you see Ron Paul in there, and then it just goes right past him. I'm like, no, go back to Ron Paul.
No, I think that's probably fairly the same everywhere when it comes to Ron Paul, but seems to be most of his popularity is coming from online, which is a great thing. I mean, the internet is a double-edged sword, and we can often use the system against the system, and that's where the people are. Television is a slowly dying medium, and the internet is beginning to take over, and that's where these guys are getting popular.
Yep, basically. You talked about now how Google can track mass movements, and allegedly they knew back in the back around the 2008, 2007-ish financial meltdown that the world was on the verge of revolution, and now allegedly they've been able to figure out that we're on the verge of revolution again. So they're staging this whole Occupy Wall Street thing, and again, going back to that whole "you can't come to Occupy protest with a Ron Paul sign," that to me is so freaking suspicious. I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I mean, it's a pretty good example of the state of free speech down there.
So therefore, Can we categorically say that the Occupy Wall Street movement is a false movement created by the scumbaggery filth at the top that are the 0.0001% to make sure that the revolutionary spirit of America and of the rest of the world is contained in a nice little false left-right paradigm box? You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
The facts we okay, but the system fails. We got to change the way we see the problem if we're gonna fix this place. My living soul don't care about the color of your face. Unite and roll, respect our right to live here on the land. It's Tino, I'm not Tino, Tonga, we don't own the banks. The parliament does so, so where'd you rather stand? They paying their bills off your back with hefty tax demands. Misleading our youth with alcohol, TV, contrabands. So kids act up and disturb our community. Uninformed public then consents to our planned absurdity. What? Replace our human rights with commercial slavery.
They print a $100 and loan it to you. They charge interest on the loan but don't print the interest. So there'll never be enough money to pay off all the debt. What do you get? Crash and burn. When will my people learn the truth? Come on now, before it's too late. Hey, hey, hey. I'll a new law for you. Let's make charging interest illegal and I'll tear it all. So
yeah.
Righteous.
Welcome back.
See you fail. So righteous.
That's like what I'm talking about.
On some nails. Yeah, I'll fight.
Usury.
Quit, never old and frail.
Is the ultimate form in its purest, crystalline, subjective context is the ultimate in scumbaggery. Usury. Charging interest on money that doesn't freaking exist is filthy. scumbaggery, and evil at its purest and nastiest point of hardship. Yes. I don't like that. I don't like the ability to get people perpetually into debt forever, something that they can't ever pay off. Have you noticed that, how everybody's getting perpetual freaking debt?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're pretty much born into it at this point. And as I said, I think that's the root of the problem that we need to get to.
Yeah. In fact, hold on a second. We're getting a bit of feedback from you, Dan. Are you using speakers or headphones there?
No, just the speakers. Is that all right now?
Yeah. No. If you just turn the speakers down there, or pop on some headphones, that'll get rid of the feedback. That's all right. No, I can still hear myself. It's a shame. It was working before. Okay. Well, anyway, the real problem I find with this Wall Street Occupy movement and the fact that it's gone global is that now we have what I think is sort of a New World Order dupe slave force, essentially, to a degree, don't you think? That this one storm of protest and discontent is going to be directed and used in a global fashion simultaneously to create so much chaos that everybody will just beg for the government to step in with black uniforms to save them. You know,
that's my
real fear right here, right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's something that we do need to be concerned about. I mean, the whole goals of the New World Order is to set up this, you know, global government, this one world government. And if you want to do that, you're going to need everybody to be on the same page, mentally, sometimes even spiritually, physically, mentally, the whole lot. They all need to be on the same page. So if they can use the truth movement in order to get everybody united as one on the same issue, that very well could be the beginning of this whole new world order. It is certainly something we have to be careful of. As I said before, of course, we need solidarity within the movement. We need to work together. But at the same time, as you said, when it gets to the point of being a global thing, then we got to be careful because, as I said, the whole goals of the new world order is to get us all on the same page so that they can have their one world government.
Yeah, and allegedly enlightenment even in and of itself is part of the New World Order's goal, you know? So people will stop thinking spiritually or anything like that and think that the physical world and the physical pleasures are all that basically motivates you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about the Wall Street thing, it is in its infancy. This is just the beginning. So we're still in a position to make sure that things don't get steered off track too much, and we just have to be really careful and be really vigilant about where this thing goes. It's not easy. It's easier said than done when you have a leaderless kind of movement. But it's something that we have to be aware of and to keep an eye out for. So I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, do you think that there really needs to be an extensive, active, attempted co-opting of the movements by conspiracy theorists to kick out these false paradigm leaders and things like that, and actually hijack the movement? Because after all, the New World Order and the left are just experts at hijacking movements. I think it's time that we do some hijacking of our own. You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, all we can really do is lead by example and hope that that people will learn from that. So, absolutely, and that's why I'm trying to say here in Toronto, anyways, that one of the main focuses should be on monetary reform if you want to actually create something that's going to change the world and make it a better place. So yeah, co-opting might not be the word, but just leading by example and doing what you know to be right, and hopefully people will get on board.
Well, I'd find that really difficult because I can't think to any example where I've managed to make monetary reform an election issue or anything of that nature, nor have I run a bank or even worked in one. So do we have other people in our movement that are going to be there at the Occupy protest, you know, like the Max Kaiser-esque people of the world who can sit up there, grab on a megaphone and start spitting the truth, get everybody informed about what the real issues actually are? And that's what I mean by co-opting the movement, because it's kind of like the word manipulation. The word manipulation in itself can either have a positive or a negative context. Like, you could either manipulate someone to commit suicide, or you can manipulate somebody into believing in themselves and then creating their own future path, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, but I personally believe that if you want to do anything, you need to try and make out that you're the bad guy, so that way you don't actually become one.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, we all have to use what we're good at. Me personally, I'm not a megaphone guy. I never have been. It's not something that I'm good at. And I focus on my strengths, and I try to make a difference in the world by focusing on what I'm good at. But certainly, you know, hopefully the people who've taken it upon themselves to be the megaphone person have the right things to say. Me personally, it's just not for me. No doubt, I'm very, very thankful for the people who do that, such as yourself. Are you going to get out there and are you going to get on the megaphone and tell them what the real issues are today?
Yeah, you betcha. I'm going to say that we are the 99.9999%.
Perfect.
And I want to go into something that we were talking about over the break as well. Support of the listeners, support of the viewers, and things of that nature, and how it is quite so difficult to do these things that we do, just from a financial perspective. Namely, because the only reason why I'm going to be able to go out there megaphoning today is because a lovely lady named Catherine hooked up with me on Facebook. She wanted to, you know, do a protest about chemtrails, and she donated me a megaphone. Okay, so the only reason why I'm able to go out megaphoning is because somebody gave me the ability to. Likewise, the camera that I use looks like an old $5,000 3CCD Sony professional camera, donated. Mm-hmm. You know, the computer that I use to edit all my videos and upload them all is a Mac iMac 27-inch. Desktop computer with quad core processing and L5 and whatever the hell the specs are, I have no idea. Donate it, you know.
Yeah.
And this is the important thing to realize about alternative media, is that you can usher in a hell of a lot more support than any amount of mainstream media does. I mean, have you ever heard of anybody donating a cent to a mainstream media reporter?
No.
Never.
No.
Because nobody gives an F about them.
Yeah.
And they don't speak the truth.
We absolutely need that support. I mean, it costs a lot of money to make videos and to make documentary films and to run a website. And here at Press for Truth, anyways, we give it all away for free. I mean, we upload all the YouTube videos for free. So in order to try to recoup our costs and that sort of thing, we'll offer the DVDs for our films, and we'll often go all out on the DVDs. We'll have hours of special features, you know, behind the scenes stuff, and just so that people can have the film in high quality. But that's a great way to support, you know, what we're doing, certainly, is to buy a DVD, and donations help as well, because it's certainly not easy, you know. Like, we're not getting funded or sponsorship from anybody. It's all grassroots. So, man, I'm in the same boat. We need as much support as we can get just so that we'll be able to continue this important work.
Yeah, and people, I think, recognize that, and that's why we continue to get support from people. And again, as we were talking about earlier with, say, the 99 lovers versus the one hater when it comes to YouTube commenting and things of that nature, it's also the fact that when you get recognized in public, you experience the exact same phenomenon. 99 people will go, "Hey, it's Dan, how are you doing, man?" You know, or what have you. You know, like, I went to a protest on on October the 1st, and I had maybe 3-4 people recognize me and come up and go, hey, it's Mr. News. And, you know, it feels really awesome when you do that, because you can actually sit and have a conversation with these people, and you find out that becoming familiar with other people and what their struggles are and everything like that makes you so much better at what you do, because it allows you the perspective that is absolutely necessary to prevent yourself from turning into some description of self-obsessed, arrogant douchebag, which I sincerely hope I never become. And if I even start to exhibit some of the symptoms of douchebaggery, I hope that my listeners and my viewers will pull me up on it so I can go back to being the cool dude that I am. We'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Number two of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and I want to thank my very special guest, Dan Dix from pressfortruth.ca, for giving us the full 2 hours of his time. I know he's an incredibly busy man because, well, basically, when you're trying to cover things that the media leaves out, you wind up being very busy indeed because they leave out so freaking much. Okay. It just really frustrates me sometimes because what was I thinking about? Oh yeah. Yesterday, Dan, I was thinking about this, like, how long is it going to take for this sort of to uptake, and other people will start doing the same thing that I'm doing, you know, going to public meetings, filming them, uploading them, and doing the whole nine yards as we both do, and it seems like it's a real slow process, and every morning that you get up, you find that there's far more work to do essentially there's just, I don't know, it's like we're standing at the mouth of a never-ending river of crap that just keeps flowing over us, and we've got to get out the bucket and shovel every morning to clear that crap up. It's inextricable. You can't not do it as well because it reeks, you know. Yeah. It makes you really uncomfortable to not do it.
Yeah. Well, you got to just always remember that you're planting seeds essentially in the hearts and minds of your listeners, and you may not know it or may not realize it, but you may be affecting some people out there who are going to end up being the next big Vinnie Eastwood and the next person to take up your example. And that's what I meant by leading by example too. We just got to continue to plant those seeds and try to inspire others to do this work, because it's a big job, like you said. We need some help.
and again, if you can't, and I tell this to everybody, this is the best piece of advice I ever got, because when I was 14, I figured out that I wanted to be a filmmaker. I wanted to be a director, you're right. Big Hollywood movies and blah, 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 blah. And I still hope to do that one day. Of course, I'll probably have to independently fund them because no massive, huge New World Order-controlled movie studio would ever give me money. but sci-fi, stuff like that. I was at a party one time, a bit drunk and having some fun. And you ever notice that when you want to do something, you ask other people, hey, man, how did you get into doing it? And I met these two guys who are in the film industry doing green screening, right? Mm-hmm. And asked for their advice, and they said, well, just do it. And so yeah. I did. And it's funny. When you start doing something, you realize how little help you actually need in order to get it done. It's like,
yeah.
You take that personal responsibility on. It's like, this is my responsibility to get this film done. This is my responsibility to record this public meeting. This is my responsibility to expose the Prime Sinister as a banking cartel front man that's going to sell the entire country out to the New World Order. You know, if you take personal responsibility, you get personal satisfaction.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm the same. I mean, Yeah. I when I got into this, I kind of dove in head first, not really knowing exactly what I was doing, and I've just kind of learnt the ropes as I went along, and I'm still learning, and we need to learn from each other, and that's the only way to do it, is to just start doing it, you know, just do it. And like I said, most people realize that well, people who've been waking up to these issues want to get active, and you got to just do it. You got to take that step, and I suppose that's what we're starting to see right now with this Occupy Wall Street movement, which is hopeful anyways, because people are getting active. People are getting out of the streets. So I think it's still a good sign.
Yeah, you're completely correct. And that's why it's so easy to actually continue doing it. The only problem we have is, like, say, for example, revenue and having the time and blah, 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 blah. I conceive that it doing this in itself is its own motivation. It's just like paying the bills, on the other hand, paying your rent, paying your internet. that becomes your only real barrier. And I'm very fortunate because I have many, many people who support me all over the place, and it's funny, you know, if you're just doing something of your own accord, and you're doing it for everybody else, for some reason people of their own accord show up to support you. Have you noticed that?
I've gotten my share of that. People who buy the films, and just to show their support. People who donate, and absolutely, it's great, because as you said, it's not easy. It costs a lot of money to run a website and to make the films and to make the videos and all that. And so absolutely, we need the support as we can get it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, it comes down to the point where if you can't do something, like, let's say, for example, you have a day job and you really don't have the time, quite literally, to go out to film or protest or do any of these things because you're just too busy, then find the people who are doing that and give them some support. Okay? You can do that.
Well, a good example of that is what happened with me with my film during the G20. A lot of people in the city here knew that I was working on a film about the G20, and they contacted me and said, "Dan, I've got some footage here that I want to give you. I want to donate my footage to you because I trust you. I know you're going to do something good with it. I don't edit. I don't have this stuff. I don't know what to do with it. But I trust that you'll do something good with it, so please take my footage." And in my P.O. box, I started getting, discs showing up and USB keys. And people, just the awesome, good people of Toronto who all pitched in and said, "Here, man, take my footage and do something good with it." So for everything that we didn't capture on the ground, it was pretty much donated to me by the good people of Toronto, which is a beautiful thing, you know.
And it just goes to show you that that's how the human race is naturally capable of working together via collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
You get so much more done when you've got everybody who's on the same page working together rather than everybody who's on the same page working to beat out their competition and knock everybody else over so that they'll be the only one left standing, right? Who benefits from that? Only one person. Who benefits from a collaboration? Everybody involved. That's what the Truth Movement is now spawning into, is this whole loose-knit affiliate, info-terrorist cells sort of thing that are just pockmarked everywhere like pimples on a teenager. You can't get rid of them. We're everywhere, okay? We're the 99.99999%. There is no possibility that we can be stopped because of that sheer fact that people are stronger together. And what's ironic about this is that we often, as conspiracy theorists, as people who tell the truth, we often feel very alone. We often feel very isolated, don't we? Because of the sheer fact that we feel and know that we're a minority. And when we look on YouTube, we see the Kim Kardashian and the Lady Gaga videos all the way up to whoop-de-frickin-doo on the rankings and what have you. But it gets to the point where you're like, hey, these people are just paper tigers, because all the people who, devote their lives to things of such minimal, insignificant consequence are also the people who would contribute a minimal and basically irrelevant amount to the future of mankind. They don't contribute anything. And it doesn't take a whole lot to bring a truthful issue to the forefront. All it takes is a little bit of diligent hard work, of one or more people. And for 3 years, Dan, I was basically doing this all on my own. It's only been in the last 6 months. I've been doing the radio show now for nearly 18 months, I think. And it's really only been in the last 6 months that I've started to get real financial support, real kind of big donations like the computer and the megaphone and whatnot. And it's because of that fact, it's enabled me to take quantum leaps forward, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, when your heart's in the right place, and, you know, you're just getting out there and doing it. It's that old saying, you know, if you build it, they will come. And I, like you said, you're getting recognized now when you go to protests and stuff. That's a sign that you're having an effect and that your message is starting to reach a larger audience. So it's a testament to other people out there that this can be done. It's just a matter of matter of taking that first step. And starting to make it happen. And then, you know, when your heart's in the right place and you're doing things for the right reason, everything will fall together. Everything will come in line for you. You know, that's the way it's been happening with me. It sounds like that's what's been happening with you. And you just have to have your heart in the right place. You got to be dedicated and just stick to it. So many times in this movement, I'll see somebody get really inspired and active. And, you know, for maybe even 6 months or a year, and then all of a sudden they'll just disappear. So consistency is key. You got to just keep at it, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, so many good patriots and truthers take extended breaks and time off, and some of them never return to the front lines.
Yeah, I've seen it happen so many times. So many times. You know, about 4 months ago, I announced that I'm going to start doing weekly videos, and I took that very seriously, and I haven't missed a Wednesday ever since, and I'm not going to. I took that very seriously. When I say I'm going to put out a video every Wednesday, I'm going to do it, because I don't want to be like all those other people in the movement who have kind of started to and said they would, and then it all faded away and became nothing. Consistency is important, you know. You just got to keep at it.
Yeah, and in order to maintain that, of course, it's impossible to maintain entirely on your own, so to speak. Don't you think? Like, if you're a voice in the wilderness and nobody talks back, you know, can you even hear the truth that you're saying? You know, this is what I find depresses a lot of patriots and truthers and things of that nature, who are like, for example, they're on the street corners in their little town, and they've got placards, sandwich boards, whatever, and they're there every week, and they still ain't accomplishing anything.
Mm-hmm. It takes time, you know, and it takes time to find the right people too. I've worked with so many different people and so many different groups over the years. And it just kept not working, not happening. And I eventually said, I'm just going to do this on my own. And I started Press for Truth. And then through that, I again worked with a whole bunch of people and eventually found a couple of really solid guys who I started working with years ago, who we made it official. So Press for Truth essentially is a trio. It's myself, it's my friend Stephen Davies, and my friend Brian Law. And, you know, it's like anything. It's like being in a band or being in a relationship. It is a relationship. It's something that, you know, it takes work, it takes effort. But when you find the right people, man, the sky's the limit. You know, you can do some amazing things when you work together with the right people.
Oh, you're right, hey. Like, when I started the show, I had the great honor and privilege of having an incredible executive producer, Mr. Mitch Santel. And many people have actually told me, Vinny, how come you don't talk about Mitch anymore? How come he doesn't come on the show anymore? And it's because he's no longer my producer. He's had to pursue other things. But quite literally, if I had not had him behind me, supporting me both financially, as a mentor, as just somebody to talk to whenever I'm down or feeling like it's all too much, he was there. And you completely 100% on the money right there, Dan. You need good other people, but it all starts with you. And it's an old quote from a song by a British band called Faithless. If you place a thing in the center of your life that lacks the power to nourish, it will eventually poison everything that you are and destroy you. As simple a thing as an idea or your perspective on yourself or the world, no one can be the source of your content. It lies within, in the center. This is the thing that every truther needs to realize, is that you are essentially a magnificent electromagnetic energy generator. All right? You're walking around and you are oozing oodles of power. And if you try to plug yourself in to a dead socket, somebody who's not quite as energetic, all your power is going to go to waste. You're going to become demotivated. You might get shafted by people who are untrustworthy. Things of that nature is what puts a lot of people off, because there's often a lot of infighting and movements and things like that. And it just goes to show you that the whole 99 percentile type thing, and I talk about this very often, is that out of 100 people that will offer to help me with something, only 1% actually will show up and help. Mm-hmm. And it's the diamonds in the rough, the gold in the river, essentially, that you need to pan out a bit in order to find those good wee nuggets, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it might even take years to find the right people who you can, you know, trust and work well with. But I think if as I said before, if your heart's in the right place, you will find those people, or they will find you, and you know, you'll start to make things happen. So yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that it really is them that finds you, because you're the one who's doing all the work and putting it all out there, and they're the ones that are often searching themselves for somebody to help, right? Because when you talk about the truth movement, and I'm sure everybody's heard this argument, oh, you're being too negative, or this is just upsetting, or something of that nature, and you need to be talking more about spiritual awareness and being nice to people and being kind and blah, 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 blah. That's all well and good. However, one cannot exist without the other, okay? Just like soldiers on the battlefield, on the front lines, are the ones who stop the enemy advancing and killing everybody in the back lines who can't defend themselves, okay? Just like the soldiers on the front lines who get injured and damaged in the process of defending those people cannot heal themselves without the ones backing them up in the back lines. This is a true and total global conflict. We are fighting here as a conflict without and within, and it should not be with each other. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Dan Dix from pressfortruth.ca. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag, flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein control, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people that keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on top. There is no escape from this worse gangster police state using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about the deadly gangster protection and Frankenstein earphone radio slavery. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And also check out, and this is a real good thing to want to check out at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, is our featured interviews page. We've got George Norrie, Lindsay Williams, G. Edward Griffin, Rick Simpson, Steve Quayle, some people have told me this, and I tend to agree with them. When I interview guests, because there's a lighthearted, humorous element to them, they tend to open up more, and the interviews on this show are very, very unique and very different from any interview you will hear on any other website, and I can say that with authority. Because, frankly, I've only been on radio like a little over a year, and I've already gotten George Norrie as a guest on my show for over an hour. So, and I owe that all, all entirely to my former executive producer, Mitch Santel, which again goes back to what we were talking about earlier, Dan, that you need other people in order to get yourself much further forward. But in order for those people to show up, you have to basically prove that you got what it takes, that you are capable of doing it on your own without anybody's help. And it's just kind of like, you know, when you've got a girlfriend, right, and for some reason all these other girls really want you, and you know that you can't, you know that you can't do anything about it. it's sort of like that, you know. As soon as you're taken, everybody wants a piece.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, you just reminded me of something. I mean, I'm currently in the works on working on in order to get all these. I get a lot of offers for people who want to help. You know, for me personally, usually people I work with, I need to meet you in person. I gotta get to know you. I gotta like you, and that sort of thing. But however, I'm working on setting up this thing now where people will be able to shoot a video on pretty much any camera or on their phones and send it to this IP address that'll be on its own dedicated server in this cloud network, and then I will be able to go in, check out the videos, and make them live to the website. So we'll essentially be able to have Press for Truth correspondents pretty much on the grounds at, you know, all these occupation events or pretty much any protests you can imagine all around the world at any given time. So, you know, it's a cool time that we're living in where we can use this kind of technology. As I said, it's a double-edged sword. We can use the system against the system. And I'm going to try to launch this thing hopefully within the next month if all goes smoothly. And people will be able to take part and have their videos shown live on Press for Truth.
Hey, yeah, and that should be done as well, because as far as I'm concerned, you can create an alternative media platform at home now, okay? And this is what is basically going to destroy mainstream. In fact, it is destroying mainstream media. Did you hear that, what was it? Mainstream news, like primetime news, had lower ratings at the exact same time than freaking Chuck Norris's Total Gym, according to polls, right?
Yeah.
When we say, as alternative media people, that people ain't listening to mainstream media anymore,
yeah,
we're not kidding.
Yeah.
They really ain't got any credibility left. Like, I'm sure everybody's had that experience where you're sitting down, you're watching the news, and your throat gets sore from yelling at the freaking TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think not too long ago, I believe Hillary Clinton just made a statement saying something to the effect that she said, you know, we are engaged in an information war and we are losing that war. You know, so they're taking notice. The big new Brzezinski said something similar, that they're worried. Yeah, you know, they're worried about the growth of the movement at this time, because we are becoming the new media. As I said, people all over the world are just not trusting the mainstream, and they're looking to alternative sources. And we're starting to become the media. It's beginning to change. Television as a medium is going to be a thing of the past soon.
You're absolutely right. It's as though everybody's just been having ketchup on their fries for so long, and now they're looking for alternative sources.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. That's where we come in.
Yeah. And that was the whole reason why I started guerrillamedia.co.nz, is because if the media won't do their job, don't get angry at them, just replace them, because they're no longer relevant and they can't stand against you. I mean, I've proven this time and time again. You don't. I happen to be naturally talented, as some people have told me. So it's not quite so much of an effort for me. But believe me when I tell you, it's not that big of an effort to do something better than mainstream media, because their reporting is so poor, so lacking in information, so lacking in entertainment value, so lacking in truth, that it's virtually impossible to do worse.
Yeah, well, all you got to do is be yourself and be true to, you know, be in the right frame of mind, you know, have the right heart at it. I mean, those people are posers, really. They're just reading their teleprompter, and they're actors, essentially, and we're the real deal, you know. We wear our heart on our sleeve, and we're just telling it like it is, you know, and we're the real deal. That's the difference between the independent media and the mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, for a mainstream media person, preparing for a story is about how well they're doing their hair, whether or not there's any, like, clumps of fluff on their jacket or something that they're brushing off, and repeating themselves on camera many times with something that they've scripted, okay? They put an incredible amount of work into that. People like us, on the other hand, where the work goes in is doing a little bit of research, finding out what the actual issue is, asking proper questions of real people, and just reporting back exactly what's said. We don't even need to make anything up. We don't need to summarize in a lot of cases. And basically, because we do that, the job's actually far easier, because instead of polishing and doing all of this, propaganda, mind control type rhetoric, essentially, because we just discard that out to the side as completely irrelevant to the future of the media, it makes it that much easier. It makes it so much faster to get it out. Like, I went to the Occupy protest in Auckland on the 1st of October, and it took me 3 days to release three videos. You know, 5-minute video talking about the new council bylaw that makes it illegal to hand out flyers or use megaphones in public unless you apply for a license. Mm. Second one was about how our Prime Minister, John Key, who's a former Merrill Lynch employee and Board of Representatives for the Federal Reserve for 2 years in New York, has shares in mining companies at the same time that he has shares in Bank of America, which owns some of these mining companies, at the same time, while he's the Prime Minister, opening up our national parks for mining, right? It's so easy, really, when you think about it, to just cover things honestly. It's lying that's real tough, because you've got to remember how many lies you're telling, what lies you told, in what context they were told.
Right.
Telling the truth is so much easier.
You know, when you're on the grounds at these events, too, and you see mainstream media there, and you see them giving a live report or something to that effect, or interviewing somebody, I've had situations before where we have recorded the entire thing from on the side, and then when we watch what actually went to air that night, and we compare it to what we recorded, we can show people, okay, here's the interview that they aired on TV, and here's the interview as it actually went. And you'll see the spin and the propaganda that happens there. And what we do, I mean, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of interviews with people down at the Occupation event. And we always give a true representation of the opinions and the things that are said in our videos. So I'm sure I'm going to get all sorts of different beliefs and philosophies and ideas and solutions and things we need to work towards. But no doubt when we make our videos, we'll be making a true representation of the info that we gathered on the grounds.
And which makes it far more entertaining and absorbing, don't you think?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, BS, on the other hand, just makes me angry. I wonder, like, at what point I'm going to have some kind of a coronary, you know, like I'll just be sitting there watching mainstream news, monitoring the enemy communications, and then just suddenly get so angry there'll be like on the, that it'll be like, I don't know, some kind of Monty Python-esque heart arrhythmia, and just fall back on my chair, and that'll be the end of Vinnie Eastwood. And considering the amount of caffeine that I use, it's probably going to happen pretty soon.
Well, don't tune in too much.
hey, and that would be another interesting psychological study to do, to monitor the stress levels of those who watch alternative media versus those who watch mainstream media, to see who gets stressed out more. and also to blind test it with people who watch mainstream media, who normally watch alternative media, and to see if their heart rates or their adrenal gland cortex kind of gets hot, fired up, and turn you into some description of anti-mainstream media aggressive vampiric zombified attack dog or something like that. And one of the most fun things about mainstream media is that you can abuse them and nobody pulls you up on it. No, seriously. I'm going to be there today at this protest, and I'm going to actively seek out the mainstream media scumbags while they're doing their live reporting, and then megaphone from behind them and call them filthy scumbag lying bastards. That's fun. All right. Make sure that if you're going out to a protest, ensure that you're having fun, you know? Like if a cop is arresting you and there's nothing you can do about it, take his hat off his head and then crab walk away from him going, whoop, 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 you know, like on like Futurama stars, you know, with the crab walk. That'll be funny and it'll be great and it'll help to lighten the freaking mood, because as we all know, there is a hell of a lot of really terrible, horrible, no good, very bad things in this world. And I don't think that you, people like you and I, Dan, actually fit into that category. And so therefore it's important to recognize just how valuable it is for us to keep our sanity, for us to keep our good nature and our good humor. And I want to thank you very much for coming on the show with me today, Dan. It's been a real pleasure. Now, we've got a couple of minutes before we round off the segment, and if there's anything you want to pitch, promote, or talk about that perhaps we haven't covered already, which I don't think there is anything we haven't, go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just if some of your listeners or other people listening want to just get a glimpse of what's going to be taking place here in Toronto at our Occupy Toronto event, just tune in. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/weavingspider, all one word. And it always goes up there first, and then I'll do my best to get it on the website right away, which is pressfortruth.ca. And, you know, we've got a lot of big things in store. Last month, we filmed the international hearings into 9/11. It was a four-day event. Distinguished panelists, a bunch of architects and engineers and scientists and all these people who got together to point out all of the holes in the official story. So that's the next disc that we are working on very hard now. We're going to try to get that out there as soon as we can. So we've got that coming up. We've got the Occupy event, which may end up going on for weeks. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. But that's it, man. Be sure to tune in to the YouTube channel and the website if you want to keep up to date with everything we're doing.
All right, Dan. Well, again, pleasure, fellow patriot, fellow resistor against the New World Order, fellow alternative media man that is basically pointing a finger at those who actually need the fingers pointed at them and then jabbing them in the eye socket places.
Somebody's got to do it.
Hey, somebody's got to do it. And quite frankly, it's real fun to do it too. So why not?
Yeah.
I've got the whole evil cackle going, you know. I think I'd make a great villain. But unfortunately, I'm unfortunately a very good guy. So villainy just doesn't strike me as my choice of career. Although, if I did, I'd probably be a hell of a lot wealthier. So thanks, Dan, and you have yourself a fabulous afternoon, and don't get cracked in the skull by battens tomorrow.
Yes, I'll try. You too today, man. Stay safe. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, man. I can't guarantee my safety, though. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. We've got one more segment coming out, and I've got some statements to read out for the New Zealand police that are definitely listening in. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts,
parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Furculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Furculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream. Just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TV eye brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Thank you. Yes, it's Vinny Eastwood. I know. Welcome back. Final segment. I got to say, in fact, Dan from Press for Truth, he does some effing amazing work. I just want to plug him again, because if you have not seen his documentary Into the Fire yet, get off your ass, okay? Weaving Spider. That's his YouTube channel, Weaving Spider. One word. And speaking of the word, I've got something very special treat for you, ladies and gentlemen. As Vinny Eastwood Show listeners, you'll be the first people to hear this megaphone recording.
We are the 99.99999%.
That's right. We are the 99.99999999%. Because a very, very small fraction of scumbaggery that seems to have an inordinate amount of freaking influence. And there's, of course, the people that follow orders that wind up enforcing their scumbaggery-type policy. Now, for those of you in New Zealand, and I think this might actually be applicable to overseas listeners as well, because all police forces are inherently Masonic and have all the... same kind of crap dealing with them. Section 22 of the Policing Act 2008 describes an oath in the following form. I, Vinny Eastwood, swear I will faithfully and diligently serve Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of New Zealand, her heirs and successors, without favour or affection, malice or ill will. While a constable, I will, to the best of my power, keep the peace and prevent offences against the peace, and will, to the best of my skill and knowledge, perform all the duties of the office of constable according to law. So help me God. Okay, that's the oath that our constables say. Okay, key point in there. While a constable, I will, to the best of my power, keep the peace and prevent offences against the peace. Okay? Keep the peace and prevent offences against the peace. Now, of course, this seems very ironic, because when it comes to police officers enforcing the peace, they just seem to crack peaceful protesters over the head with their nightsticks. Now, this document is a one-off notice to you to remind you and hold you to the oath of office you have taken. I'm addressing the police here. Only this oath you have sworn gives the mandate and authority to act as and in the office of a constable or higher rank and according to law or common law on the land. Statutes and acts are not law as defined within this oath. I hereby accept and acknowledge for value your oath you have taken and hold you to act under this oath now and always. So help you God. We now have a binding contract, and if you have not seen me breach the peace or harm or injure anyone or their property or been here and now to me, you as constable or higher rank have neither authority nor jurisdiction to act upon me as a man alive, competent, and present here, nor do I have any duty or responsibility to answer any questions or comply with any demands you make or orders you might give. And any act or word which may seriously threaten me is now taken as common assault, a criminal offence by you, and I will not go along with that, and I will defend my life, liberty, and property against any trespass and unlawful and violent acts in any way I see fit. At the time, as a measure of self-defence and according to my claim of right, I already have presented in writing to the Office of the Attorney General. This is written by a friend of mine, Poppy. Just Poppy, clearly giving me lawful excuse from any criminal prosecution for doing a lawful act like self-defense. This also includes my lawful right to warn, record, report you for unlawful actions. I consider most of you as armed and dangerous with a mistaken belief or mindset that you can harm or hurt anyone you like to service your orders as a corporate policy officer, or rather police officer, and as an employee of the New Zealand Police Corporation, the New Zealand Police, and excuse your acts to yourself and others as acts to keep a man or woman safe from themselves or others. This is very unethical. If you do not retreat and leave now, you are admitting to me that you are intentionally, purposefully, and seriously threatening me with your presence, and any violent act which may follow will be commenced and initiated by you. Any implied, informed, or expressed consent you may consider or think is or was given anyhow and any time is null and void, as it would have been given under the duress and protest. I do not consent to trespass. Please consider your decision to retreat or engage in your mind and heart. I will not answer to you or anyone, or comply to you or anyone who impersonates an officer or constable of higher rank, and will not stand under and act under his or her oath he or she has taken and made to give any mandate, authority, or jurisdiction in case of common law breaches, which are all criminal in nature, which clearly here is not the case. Thank you for your consideration, and I hope we all can live together in harmony and peace alongside each other. And in the capacity of a true police constable acting under your oath you have taken, you will be respected, honoured, and acknowledged. As a policy enforcement agent, you need to make sure that the policies you are trying to enforce are relevant and applicable for the man or woman you are dealing with. The question to ask is simple. Are you a person, an artificial legal entity as per statute, Interpretation Act 1999, or are you a natural man or woman in a common law jurisdiction? If someone is in the latter of the two, like myself, unless he or she breaches common law principles, like intentional injury to another or damage of property or similar, there is no cause for any interaction, verbal or otherwise, no need to stomp anyone, no need for any kind of detention, no need to give you a person's name, birthday or address. There is no injured or damaged party. Police officer can't claim injury in a victimless event. No offence being committed, no charge or case or cause or conflict present or applicable. So simple. It might be not acceptable performance of your duty towards your employer not to enforce policies or service orders as directed, as this is actually what you get paid for. And instead, you might like to work under your oath of office. Then you may have to reconsider your career if what you're asked to do is unethical and harmful to even yourself and against the very oath you have taken to keep peace and prevent breaches of the peace. Following or servicing orders comes with a full personal liability and responsibility and accountability. Also, that does apply to any superior who might have issued such orders to be serviced. You are mature enough to know right from wrong. I wish you well. And I write this notice without ill will and in good faith in your righteousness and values towards humanity and the peace and harmony we all can share, and to make up your own mind as to what is right or wrong. It is called common sense, and you have it too. I want to thank Poppy for actually writing that one, because when you're engaging with police, you do feel, as I have, a little bit of fear, because I've been detained before, and it's not nice. It's the most traumatic crap you'll ever really go through. Mm-hmm. I can assure you, you don't ever want to be arrested. Not fun. And I think it scars you, you know, for life, because you never forget it. It's impossible. When you have freedom, when you know that the people that are supposed to be enforcing the laws are being respectful, being honest, and behaving with absolute and utter integrity, it gives you a restoration of that faith that you should have in your elected and sworn officials. Okay? Those are the people that deserve respect, because they take their oaths seriously. I haven't taken any oath. So I'm not held to account for anything per se. However, I don't break the law. Okay? So I don't have to worry per se. But then again, the cops can just make something up. The other day, at this protest, somebody was ripped off the middle of the road, you know, because they were trying to occupy the street as part of a protest. She got arrested, and the cops prevented everybody else from coming on. It was like 45 police officers and like 65 protesters or something like that. Didn't make any sense, did it? But anyway, this concludes another week of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. You can catch up on the archives at guerrillamedia.co.nz and also AmericanFreedomRadio.com. I've also participated in quite a few other people's shows. So if you go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, if you just Google Vinnie Eastwood, that's Vinnie with a Y, my website is the first thing that comes up on Google, and go to Vinnie on other shows, because we're all patriots working this world together, and I think it's a damn shame if we don't acknowledge what things bind us together. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. You inspire me to do a better job, and I'll see you again sometime.